is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours today on Genesis Communications from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Alex is producing the broadcast from Minnesota at GCN. And there's a link to your instructors, all of your instructors, at USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis Communications Network are free. Just go to USAprepares.com and you can click on Listen to Vincent. We've got some articles on the website that you might want to consider perusing. And one of the posts that that's on the website is a special. It's about a special seminar. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's with us today, this morning. And it's about critical decision-making power tools. Now, he's going to be presenting a seminar Monday, April 8th, at the Get Prepared Expo. And he's going to teach you how to think like a Navy SEAL. And he's the inventor of the technology. So that's a full-day seminar, and we'll talk more about it during this two-hour broadcast. It begins 8 o'clock Monday. You can have lunch on your own with Dr. Miller. That means that he'll be available to have lunch with you. You just, you know, get a sub sandwich or something. We'll have it shipped in. And then dinner. You know, dinner's at your expense, but you can have dinner with Dr. Miller after spending a full day with him. That's one of the posts. I've got another announcement that we should make, and that is I was on the phone with Doomsday Preppers, and they're going to have a casting call at the Get Prepared Expo. Doomsday Preppers has been to the Get Prepared Expo before. They had a casting call, and four of your instructors have been on Doomsday Preppers, and they're coming back for the April 6th and 7th event in Lebanon, Missouri at the Cowan Civic Center. So if you're interested in showing your stuff to Doomsday Preppers, that's National Geographic's Entertainment Division, Sharp Entertainment, Doomsday Preppers. There's a casting call April 6th and 7th at the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. And you can attend the full expo. We have discount passes for the whole weekend, all 70 seminars, $15. Yep, $15. And you'll have a chance to have a freeze-dried guy meal with a banquet meal with your instructors. So if you'd like to have dinner on Saturday, April 6th, with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and the rest of the cast, you may. Dinner is $6, and if you'd like the astronaut ice cream, just add $1. That'll be $7. And the tickets are on the website for the meal. And you can buy your expo passes, the two-day passes, a one-day pass. You can buy the dinner meal with or without the ice cream. $7 with the ice cream, $6 for the banquet meal without the ice cream. Right at the website, USAprepares.com, and click on the store tab. Please don't use Internet Explorer. There's something wrong with Internet Explorer and our little storefront there. And then we're going to be giving away some maps. GlobalIncidentMap.com. We're going to be giving away 1,000 copies. A full one-year subscription, 1,000 copies of GlobalIncidentMap.com. It's $198 value. We're going to be giving away 1,000 of them, 500 on Friday, Saturday, and 500 on Sunday. No kidding. And we're giving away 1,000 packs of my favorite seeds, and we're giving away a whole bunch of other stuff. I think you're going to be impressed. And there's one other post that you might want to take a look at, and that is we're having a suture class. A medical doctor and a medical nurse are going to teach you how to suture live, not live flesh, dead flesh, okay? But you're going to suture pig's feet in class, and you're going to take away with you a lot of knowledge, and you're going to take away some tools. So here's what it is. It's a hands-on suture class at the Get Prepared Expo. That's Saturday, April 6th. And Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy are going to teach a two-hour suture and staple class. It's detailed PowerPoint presentation on wound evaluation, the closure options, when to leave wounds open, wound cleaning, care options, and it's going to teach each student how to suture and staple wounds, and every student's going to receive a three-instrument suture kit. You can take it home. Two sterile sutures. One of them is going to be used during the class, and a pig's foot to practice on during class, and a laminated picture suture instruction card. And it's going to be personal attention for each student. It's a hands-on class. It's limited to 20 students only. There is a cost that goes directly to the doctor and the nurse that are providing this. The class is $65. So that's an add-on to the Get Prepared Expo if you'd like to attend that class. Seating is limited. It's 20 persons only. But everyone is certainly welcome to watch as an observer. No charge for that. Today, as every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and you know him as the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. He's a Navy physicist. He was the lead physicist at the Pentagon for the U.S. Navy, and he's the author of a whole bunch of books. You're going to get a chance to see him at the Get Prepared Expo for 2 days, April 6th and 7th, and he's going to be presenting seminars, and of course, that's Saturday and Sunday. The following Monday, he's going to be with us for a full day, and he's going to be presenting critical decision-making power tools, and there's a charge for that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that if you'd like to attend that. And you can sign up for that right now at the website, usapreparers.com, the store tab. And welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. Good morning. Right. I wanted to follow after that intro. Oh, I don't know what to say. Good morning. Yeah.
Rick, that's going to be a real blast. I don't know if we can say that word on radio anymore, blast. I mean, you can't say it on an airline, can you? Can you say
blast?
Well,
I don't want to do it in an airport. I did that once, and I drove like a bomb to get here, and I just used the B word, and you're done. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, it actually happened, yes. And then, you know, the guy lost his job because of it, because it was just a little power trip. And everybody in the airport knew me because Medford is such a small town, and I'm pretty well known here. And I just was talking to them. I had to drive like a bat out of hell, and I bombed it to get here. And when I used the word, they detained me, and I missed my flight. And they did that purposefully.
Well, I didn't do anything quite like that. I had a 50 caliber machine gun shot in my luggage, and they found it, and they brought it over to me. You know, they had four guys making sure that it was real, and it was a spent cartridge.
Yeah, the judge.
Well, we, the freeze-dried guy and Dr. Howard Shane and I were at, and Frank Underhill were at a machine gun shoot out in Nevada, out where Frank Underhill is, and Rob Roy, another one of our instructors, we were all there, and I just took, you know, back the cartridge, the spent cartridge casing, and it was a 50 caliber BMG. And bottom line was, they found it and they brought it over to me and they showed it to me. And I said, "Oh yeah, that's a machine gun shell." I was like, "Yeah, no kidding. We know what it is. What are you doing with it?"
Well, I'm gonna wear it in my ear. I know, it's political correctness. It's gone over the edge. There's a need for all of this, of course, but much of it is exaggerated.
You bet, you bet. Rick, you know, you sent me a post which I thought was really interesting, and it was a little a spoof on Thomas Alva Edison and Nikola Tesla. And I was looking at it this morning. I was thinking, you know, Tesla was certainly one of my heroes. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. And he seemed to disappear in the 40s, and all of a sudden just vanished. And a lot of his publications disappeared from the library shelves. And I'd love to discuss with you some of their the history there. You know, if you were to line up the titans, Edison versus Tesla, you know, who really was the brightest of the two? Who really did more for civilization and society? For example, Edison was considered with inventing the light bulb, but he really didn't.
No,
he really didn't.
No, it's history is written by the winners. Isn't that the way that little anagram goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you never hear about Byrd and the beating he took from the Nazis in 1947. And so, you know, history is written. And gets changed. It gets changed, rewritten, etc. Tesla was his own thing. He was always seeking money, and so he became a flim-flam man with his little hat joke, you know, where the hat would disappear and there was a big pile of them out in the field somewhere. Well, you know, there's a movie on that. But I have to say that I have personally seen when technology comes to a fork in the road and you can either go right or left and then be completely amazed why it went to the right rather than the left. I was there at a time when Corning is a big software company now, but they specialized in glass and silica products and made fluidic devices. Now, this was during a period when I was at MIT. I think it was in 1967. And 1967, Corning had developed a new concept in computers that did not use electrical circuits. As you may or may not know, during that period, they were called monolithic. We had just started going into transistor physics and monolithic circuitry. And that was before it was called solid-state physics. And basically, our chip concepts were not really well designed for space because computer chips are impervious to gamma rays, and that's why they call it half-life of the chip in most computers is about 8 years. At some point, the chip starts to break down, and you have to replace it, you know, like a motherboard, that kind of thing.
Tell you what, Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm all excited. I just talked with Lee Wickenhauser. Lee Wickenhauser of Genesis Communications Network. He's been to all of our expos, and he just let me know he's looking forward to coming down to the Missouri Ozarks to the Callan Civic Center for the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be there. You know, there'll be pallets of Berkey water filters there. Seeds, if you want to buy non-GMO heirloom variety seeds from three major suppliers, instructors who have been on the air with me. And do you want to buy a farm? Well, if you want to buy a 20-acre, 40-acre, 80-acre, 120-acre, 160-acre, 200-acre, 240, or larger, we're going to have farms available for you to consider purchasing. And you know, farms here in the Missouri Ozark Mountains are nowhere near as expensive as you think they might be. You can buy an 80-acre farm for less than $150,000. An 80-acre farm with fencing, ponds, grass, cross-fencing, maybe even a building or two. 80 acres, less than $150,000. And what would the taxes be? Hang on. Less than $200 a year. Yeah, I'm not kidding. And Doomsday Preppers is going to do a casting call at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you think you're a prepper and you want to be on TV, there's your chance. And also, Doomsday Preppers is going to be on the air with us. The casting director is going to be on the air with us right here on Genesis Communications Network on Tuesday, March 19th, 10 o'clock. Seriously, I think that's going to be fun. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about Corning in the 1960s, like 1967. We're talking about integrated circuits and chips. And, Rick, you know, one of the problems that we have with satellites is those darn chips wear out.
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, when you go into outer space, you have no shielding, like the atmosphere, that will absorb some of these high-energy particles that are zooming through space. Mm-hmm. And so that's why computers have a half-life of about 8 years. And there are some computers that the chips are so damaged in their interface of gallium and arsenide or something like that, that they cannot be used for accounting. That's the thing they call checksum error functioning, where the redundancy is so bad that that it's not reliable for accounting purposes. Now, Corning had developed a system using puffs of air in little glass-etched stacking arrays that they would have Schmidt triggers, Nornand flop devices, like if the puff of air came through here, it would switch it over there. So it was doing IO types of logic systems using puffs of air in space rather than electrical movement in between orbitals. And the problem is that it was all about marketing. That's why Corning didn't get off the ground, because at that time, their computers were more compact than our current technologies were. They were extremely efficient. And it was a very valid, they used what they call Nornand logic, which was object-oriented and later known as object-oriented software. It was, you know, used for databases and that kind of thing, because logic sequencing with Schmidt triggers and firing gates were, you know, at that time, reaching maximal. And that's the same thing with Tesla and Edison. That it was all about marketing, and the wire industry, the telephone industry, the ability to run wires across from one house to another, and that began our pollution of electromagnetic fields in the environment. You know, today, using this Edison technology as opposed to Tesla was quite different. Tesla was also going to pollute the atmosphere with electrostatic. There were some in Germany early during the war that believed that those technologies were more functional than the ones that would normally be used. And that's why, you know, the technologies went one direction over another. It was all about marketing.
You're absolutely right, Rick. And I've got an example to discuss when we come back on the other side of this break. IBM versus Texas Instruments. USA prepares. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The Burglar Deterrent.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm usually, I usually stay in trouble a lot. to help protect me from some of the trouble I'm in, I've invited a Native American chief. His name is Chief Cloud Piler, and he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. I've invited him to be with us, and he's going to be presenting a seminar on healing naturally. Now, you can be adopted by the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes. Okay, you'll have to undertake some study, and you know, there's some effort involved. You just don't sign up and become a member of the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes. You have to believe certain things, and you have to study certain certain things that you need to know in order to be part of the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes. And you can be a Native American medicine man or a Native American medicine woman. And I'm going to be a Native American medicine man. Dr. Norman Shealy, who's on with us every Wednesday and every Thursday afternoon, is a Native American medicine man. And I'm going to become one, and I'm going to consecrate our farm here in the Ozarks as sacred ground. Now, when I do that, it will be off limits to the feds. So they can surround me, but they won't be able to enter my property. And that's kind of the way I'd like it. So, and that was all because of a treaty that was signed with the Native American tribes and the U.S. government back during the Clinton administration. So, if you would like to participate in this class, this seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, it's unbelievable. And Chief Cloud Pilot has been on the air with me. I suggest you consider coming to the Get Prepared Expo. That's just one of 70 classes in addition to the ones that Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be presenting. And I'll tell you, when Rick was with us in November 3rd and 4th, many people came up to me and said, when's the next seminar with Dr. Miller? Can you have Dr. Miller give us another seminar? And I would say, okay, what would you like him to give a seminar on? And I'll go ask him. And they'd say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that's the truth of the matter. And we just set up in the lobby because we were running five seminars at a time. And then there were six seminars at a time. And Rick had one. And there were seven seminars going on at a time. And he had an audience of people that just wouldn't leave. They had nonstop questions for hours. Is that true, Rick, or what?
Well, you know, I have a bunch of different hats that I wear. In my grumpy old age, I've managed to, I was in the military, I was in the center of the paranormal studies, and then when I woke up and realized what I was doing, I became a dirt farmer. And for the last 35 years, I've been farming what you might call a proper agriculture, you know, alternative ag, that would include crops that are non-storable. That means niche marketing and ones where you could add value at the farm. You know, most people don't realize that the concept of growing large farms, you know, economy of scale, is going to make them more money. In fact, when you're on the monetary system, you're now in a different kind of a category with storable commodities like wheat or grains, various kinds of grains and things of that nature. But if you grow alternative crops like flowers, your market base becomes much broader, and most people on a farm, what they really have to sell is not their crops so much as their labor. And so what you want to do is add as much value to the crop before it leaves the farm gate. That's called farm gate. And, you know, when it left the farm, how much money did you make on that product? And if you're making a pet toy, or a dried flower where you're adding color to it and glycerin or whatever you're doing, adding value to it, now you have a better range of having inventory and not being able to turn a large crop because there are surpluses or shortages. And there's been a change in our concepts. It's a paradigm shift in agriculture where it may well be that a number of crops aren't even for incomes or to sell outside the community. For example, you could be growing comfrey as a fuel substitute to gasoline, making alcohol. And that would allow you to run all your vehicles off the farm. If you used something like Redline oil, you're growing your Jack Daniels out there in the backyard, and you use a Redline oil, you now have eliminated both the Teamsters and the Arabs. And and because you'll never need to do an oil change again, that kind of thing. And that's what I'm going to be doing in Chattanooga the following month, is doing what we call prepper agriculture, where a city that has already got a large infrastructure going on. They 4 years ago, Chattanooga actually started converting their playgrounds into gardens for the community. And today, 4 years later, they now have 12 ongoing farmers markets at any given point in the city, several of which are four square blocks of tents of people, you know, dialoguing with each other. It looks like Amsterdam. And now what they want to do is have me come in, assess their appropriate technology. That means in a given city, they'll have a bottler, they have a cannery, they'll have, let's say, a drum dryer for doing foods. They might have any number of other kinds of resources, you know, to dry cotton, whatever, peanuts. And what they then do is I will then figure out crops that could interface with the traditional ones. I'm doing one down in Rebecca, Georgia, that will interface with Chattanooga, about 80 miles away, where I take a large city and it forms a sister city relationship with a rural community that would grow crops that the city can't, and the city would have barter back and forth on what they can produce in a city for that small community. And it's like a symbiotic relationship between urban farming and semi-rural communities. There's on my website, there's an article called Gangsta Urban Farming, the guy out of L.A. Very cool. They've taken in the center of L.A., which is a big war zone, and they've got this big garden going where everybody, all the hood, is down there farming and gardening as a food infrastructure. The whole concept is, rather than privatize water, that what we should do now is change food, take it off the monetary system so that we have, because like Springfield, where you live, has only, what, 2.5 days of food before a rig has to come in from Mexico to deliver your avocados or whatever. And
that's right.
That's imagine what would happen if, for a moment, the grid goes down, like from a Hurricane Sandy, and how many people lose their power, which means they don't have access to water. Trucks can't come in to do delivery, and there is a food shortage for a period of time. That does not need to be the way it is. And the advantages you get from taking food off the infrastructure is it becomes hard. Like Kennedy, when he made PE part of the high school curriculum, it was like everybody had to become exercise again. Mm-hmm. And that kind of thing needs to happen now with our food.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the way it used to be, Rick. The rural farmers provided the food, the cities provided the machinery and the manufacturing, and now we still have some rural farming, but China is providing the manufacturing.
I don't know if you know it or not, but the city I live in, the small town of Grants Pass, is 50% owned by China. And it's not even having anything to do with Walmart. It's they own the land. And that whole situation is about to hit a major brick wall when the monetary system per se collapses. Basically, there is a video called Zeitgeist Moving Forward, and it suggests that we've had 400 years of capitalism and monetary currency, and it doesn't work. And there's another video up on there, an Arab put it up, on the concept of gold and silver and how it has been corrupted as a monetary system over the years by no longer having pure silver. Now you have 70% silver or something like that. Well, that 30% went somewhere into someone's pocket. And it's a very enlightening video. There's a lot of things going on in our society today that are going to, in the next 20 years, go through what I would call a major paradigm shift in the way we do business. It doesn't matter what is about to happen or when. It's actually eventually it's time for a lifestyle change. And so farming does not necessarily mean you're growing crops for export. You could be doing crops for your heat and your light and your transportation. And off the farm where you had local sovereignty, rather than having to depend on other countries or other parts of the United States to keep you running.
Rick,
go ahead.
Rick, we have a friend in common. He comes to the Get Prepared Expo. He's been to all of our expos. From Central America. His name is Mike Ma. Mike Ma.
Yes, Michael. What a character. I love him. It's really...
class...
There's your traveling Chautauqua. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need, is a traveling Wilburys. Just like in the movies.
Mike Ma is a very interesting character, part of the cast of USAPrepares.com. And he mentioned that he thought the original form of exchange was barter for a while, and then he realized it wasn't. It was gifting. Gifting was the original form of exchange, because barter evolved because people didn't trust each other with gifting. Interesting. Rick Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Rick, I did some really quick arithmetic, and here's what I came up with. A weekend pass for the Get Prepared Expo, discounted both days, Saturday and Sunday, is $15. 70 seminars. And then, if you want to have the dinner with us, you can be in the banquet dinner and have dinner with your instructors. Your favorite instructors. That's $6 more. Now, if you want to have ice cream, it would be $7 instead of $6. If you want to have astronaut ice cream. Total cost for the weekend with the banquet dinner is either $21 or $22. I don't think there's a value better than that on the planet. Do you, Rick?
No, I really enjoyed myself the last time I was there. I mean, there's like at any given moment, any hour, there's five different people that were speaking on a diversity of subjects. It was very impressive. By the way, I wanted to go back to the barter thing before we close this hour. Basically, that concept came in philosophy, came from Hobbes and Kant when they talked about the difference between natural and civil law. Now, basically, in natural law, I have the right to swing my fist anywhere I damn well want to, and I give up that natural law to have civil law where I agree not to swing my fist when it. Now, with that said, what that does to you is it incurs a moral obligation for you to be kind. And that's why people used to give gifts because it would then incur, you know, for birthday, whatever, it would encourage them to do the same for you, which you have the choice of not, and that's where the difference between civil and natural laws break down. Later in the second segment, we'll talk more about that in the concepts of free and true will. But basically, the barter system means like trade beats. At one point, you know, I need some toilet paper and you need some basil. And I'll swap you my basil for your toilet paper is the way it would work down. And then at some point, in terms of fair wage layers of what you put into to what you had, became a standard that they tried to naturalize. supplies around the world. With first they started with trade beads and then with currency, gold and silver. The whole thing is, you know, if you were to go to Fort Knox, I would challenge you to be able to find our Fed, you know, the gold that's there at Fort Knox. I don't think it's there anymore. And I'm not saying conspiracy. I'm just suggesting it doesn't make any sense. And now with China at $2 an hour for labor and the United States at $10 an hour for labor, that is the war in finances that we're all enjoying right now. And I don't know who's going to win. I think the New World Order won, but stay tuned on that. And the casualties will probably be Greece and Spain.
Interesting point. Rick, you mentioned marketing. And I said that I would come back and tell you my thoughts on just an example. Back in the early 1980s, there were two processing circuits, if you will. Texas Instrument had one. Texas Instrument Corporation had one called the 99/4. It was a true 16-bit processor with a true 16-bit bus. Intel had one. It was called the 8088. It was a 16-bit processor with an 8-bit bus. It was not a true 16-bit device. The Texas Instruments device was vastly superior. But through marketing, the Texas Instruments lost the battle. The Intel processor was adopted by IBM, and that was the beginning of the IBM personal computer. IBM won with a less sophisticated, less powerful, less useful device through marketing. And that's just one example of what Dr. Richard Allen Miller was talking about. I'm Vin Finelli. Please stay tuned for hour number two. We're going to talk about free will versus true will, and we'll continue with Edison and Tesla. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnum, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.